Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Metcast, the official podcast of Manchester Metropolitan University. With the knockout stages of the UEFA European Football Championship fast approaching, in this episode, I'll be exploring how anxiety can affect players who are called up to take penalties. When we consider that the England national team has around a 30% success rate in penalty shootouts, this tells us that penalty success is not simply down to chance. But what is it about the pressure of a penalty shootout that has such an impact on the performance of some of the best players in the world? Well, Dr. Greg Wood, Senior Lecturer in Sport and Exercise Psychology from the Manchester Metropolitan University Institute of Sport, says that anxiety can affect the performance of a player by impairing their visual focus. I spoke to Dr. Wood about his research in this area. So Greg, what have you done around anxiety in footballers, specifically players who are called up to take penalties, and how exactly does anxiety affect their visual behaviour?
So in my PhD, I looked at how anxiety affects the visual behaviour of football players. So when they're anxious, what changes? So we know that their performance gets a lot worse, and that's because of anxiety, but anxiety actually affects somebody's performance through changing attention and what you look at. So, for example, if you're scared of spiders and there's a spider in the room, you'll notice that you're constantly distracted by that spider and you look at the spider all the time because you're scared of it. So it's like an adaptive defensive mechanism so that you focus on that threat. And that's what happens when players are anxious. So when they're anxious, they generally, instead of looking at where they're going to shoot, which is obviously really important, in order to pick something up or to hit a target, you need to look there. When they're anxious, they don't. They focus on the goalkeeper and worry about the goalkeeper's effect on their performance. So instead of looking where they should be looking, they have this kind of anxiety-induced attentional bias to the goalkeeper. And because they're looking there, they're more likely hit there. So they hit closer to. So what we did in our early studies, we just put players under low and high pressure and then looked at what changed when they were anxious. And it's quite obvious that the type of anxiety that we can recreate in real life isn't the same. But what's interesting is even though we created comparably smaller levels of anxiety, we still saw these changes in visual behaviours. So we found that players in a very kind of low level pressurised situation, they would generally look where they wanted to hit. And that's really important for the things we spoke about earlier. You know, your vision needs to provide the brain with the information about locations and stuff like that so that they can kind of formulate an action. When that information isn't there, then players either have to shoot blindly or try and do it from memory, and that it's just not as effective as looking where you're going, which is pretty obvious if you think about it.
Absolutely. So what can players do and teams be doing to overcome either the anxiety that comes with taking penalties, or how can they change the visual behaviour that's impacting their performance so much?
You'll see that players or managers will say things like there's no point practicing penalty kicks because you can't recreate the anxiety of the real site. You know, one of the manager's jobs is to think about every kind of situation that might arise, and penalties is one. So they can do things. So players, for example, might want to get extra support, so from a psychologist on the team, having set routines that they do. So lots of players have a specific set of behaviours that they do prior to taking a penalty kick. And by doing that, it helps us focus on the things that they should be focusing on rather than being distracted by things that they shouldn't be focusing on, such as the negative kind of apprehensive thoughts about what if I miss, the goalkeeper, the crowd, all that type of thing. They might want to practice. Just practicing has an effect on confidence, which then can negate, like, you know, some of the negative effects of anxiety. So things like golf, snooker, darts, what you'll notice is that players in them types of sports will practice over and over and over again. Tiger Woods practiced the very simple shots over and over and over again. So when they're in that really crucial situation, that movement and that motor skill is ingrained. So it's robust under pressure. But there seems to be something, it's getting a lot better now, particularly with this England manager, but it seems to be something with football that they don't really recognise that, or just kind of say that, you know, no point practising because you can't recreate the anxiety. Well, no other sport thinks of that.
Can I ask, in your own research, have you had any success in improving this attention bias in players caused by anxiety, either through practising or any of the other techniques you've mentioned?
I think we've done three or four studies on this, explaining like a mechanistic understanding of why anxiety affects performance. We then trained players to perform better under anxious situations. So we give them a visual training regime. So we told them where to look. Where's the most successful part of the goal that they should be looking at and try to hit? And it's the top corners. And we found that we made players consistently better through the training. They got more accurate. And when we had a penalty shootout, we had two sides and a real life penalty shootout. And we found that those players who had this training regime didn't show this kind of attentional bias to the goalkeeper. They maintained fixating where they should be looking, and that helped them perform better.
So is it purely down to a lack of training and lack of practice, or is there another reason why footballers seem to buckle under the pressure when they're asked to step up and take a penalty?
The thing with penalties is, in football, it's a unique thing. You go from being a one part of a team to being the whole thing on your shoulders. So in golf and darts and snooker, it's you. It's you all the time. But in penalty, it kind of switches. It goes from being a collective type thing where you're not that exposed, to a certain circumstance where you're in the halfway line, there's 80,000 people there, and you have to carry the ball all the way down to the penalty spot. That big long walk, which players talk about, is daunting. And you get the switch of attention from a team kind of perspective to them. And I don't think players are used to that. And I don't think they cope with, so certainly some players don't cope with that very well. It seems to be that those players who have high public status, like people like Ronaldo and stuff like that, it seems that they miss more because of this expectation. So there is a few studies that have like ranked players and status and then looked at how successful they are. And it seems to be like that type of high status player may be more prone to suffering these types of things. One of the things that might be is it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh, England, we're in penalty kicks again. We always lose at penalty kicks. All this type of negative thinking might have an effect on players, like that historic, that even the team's historical record of poor performances can have a burden on these players.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Metcast, the official podcast of Manchester Metropolitan University. Your feedback is always welcome, as are much needed reviews and ratings on iTunes. So if you have a moment, please head there to let us know what you think. That's all for this episode. See you next time.